Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's Dear Ijewili, or A Feminist Manifesto in 15 Suggestions. Sophie, I have to admit, when I picked this up, I thought it would be a lot more academic, but it's literally a letter.
Hi there, Sam. Yes, that's exactly what makes it so special. It's a letter to her friend Ijewili, who just had a baby girl named Chisholm. And she gives 15 suggestions for raising her as a feminist. But it's not preachy. It feels like you're sitting in on a conversation between two friends.
Right? And the first suggestion she gives is really powerful. Be a full person. She tells Ijewili that the best gift she can give her daughter is to not lose herself in motherhood. To keep her own identity, her friendships, her career.
Exactly.
Because if a mother sacrifices everything, the child learns that self-sacrifice is just what women do. Instead, by being a whole person, you model what a full life looks like. It's not about being perfect, it's about being present and real.
I love that. And then she talks about rejecting those gender-based lies. You know, the whole boys are strong, girls are bossy thing. She says to teach her daughter that when someone calls her bossy, she can say, I have strong leadership skills.
Yes, that's the ladder of ability she talks about. It's the idea that boys are placed on a higher rung. And the solution is to simply reject those labels. Don't let people define her by her appearance either. When someone says she's pretty, redirect to her intelligence or her kindness.
And she also tackles culture head on. I think a lot of people use culture as an excuse to enforce gender roles. And she says that culture is made by people, so it can be remade. We don't have to accept traditions that aren't fair.
That's a huge point. She says teach your daughter to question traditions. Why is it done this way? Is it fair? And if the answer is no, then change it. It's not about rejecting your heritage. It's about being a thoughtful curator of your values.
Another one that hit me was about marriage. She says don't present marriage as a prize or the ultimate goal. I grew up with that narrative, and it's so hard to unlearn.
Right.
She says marriage can be a part of a full life, but it's not the defining feature. A woman can be happy and complete without a husband. Her life should be about her own ambitions, not being chosen.
And then there's the part about sexuality. She says to talk about it openly and without shame. That shame is a tool of control. Teach your daughter that her body belongs to her, and that sex is healthy and should be on her own terms.
That's so important. And it ties into the tyranny of likability she mentions. Girls are taught to be nice and agreeable at all costs, but Adichie says teach your daughter that she doesn't have to be liked by everyone. She can be honest, direct, and angry if she needs to be.
I really struggled with that myself as a kid. I was always told to be nice, and it took me years to learn that I could say no without being a bad person.
Exactly.
And she also says to teach your daughter to see other women as allies, not rivals. The patriarchy pits women against each other, but a feminist girl celebrates other women's successes.
Yes. She even says to let her define her own femininity. Let her be soft or hard, in a makeup or not, whatever. There's no one way to be a woman.
And that brings us to the idea of questioning normal. The most radical suggestion might be to teach her that gender roles are not natural laws, they're social constructs. She should always ask why. Who says?
That's a mindset that can change everything. And she also emphasizes reading. Fill her world with books that have strong, complex female characters and stories from different cultures.
Yes.
Reading builds empathy, and empathy is a profoundly feminist act. It lets you see the world through someone else's eyes.
All right. I think my biggest takeaway from this book is that feminism isn't about hating men or being angry. It's a tool for fairness. Adichie says to do it with love. It's about giving your daughter the freedom to be her full self.
That's beautiful. And honestly, if you want to go deeper on these ideas, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at just $2.99 a month. $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Sophie, what's your final thought on the book?
For me, it's that the most revolutionary act you can do is raise a child who knows, without a doubt, that they are a full and equal human being. We'll see you in the next one.